Valero Alamo Bowl on December the 29th. And we are happy to announce representing the Pac-12 will be Washington. And representing the Big 12 will be the Baylor Bears. As you know, the game will be at 8 p.m. on December the 29th. Will be televised on ESPN. And I'd like to introduce Mike Siskowski from Valero, their CFO.
Well, thank you, Dr. Schmidt. Valero is proud to be the title sponsor of the Valero Alamo Bowl and thrilled to be part of a great matchup. Valero and the Alamo Bowl are two San Antonio-based institutions that provide support for higher education, drive tourist activities, and deliver a strong economic impact to the city of San Antonio. The Valero Alamo Bowl gives back to the city of San Antonio a second life during the holiday season by filling hotels, the restaurants, and the tourist hotspots during the bowl week. And now I'd like to introduce Derek Fox, the president and the CEO of the Valero Alamo Bowl.
You put your hat on.
These guys, you got the better hat.
It's too small.
You guys look great. Mike, on behalf of everybody in this room, you know, we can't thank you enough for all that you and Valero do for our community. As our title sponsor, as a title sponsor of the Valero Texas Open and being based here in San Antonio, it's a pleasure to have you part of our team. And let's all give Valero a round of applause for this work.
Thank you.
And I know we've got a few gentlemen on the line here. We're going to tee up in just a few minutes. But on behalf of the team selection committee that's chaired this past year by Jack Rogers, unable to join us here today. But as you all know, Jack, he's done a tremendous job over the years in spearheading this effort. And the teams have done a tremendous job in hosting us. It's a rough job, I know, but somebody's got to do it. And every weekend we've got to go out and check out these great football games all around the country. And I got to tell you, these two schools, both Washington and Baylor, did a tremendous job of hosting our group. And hence, that's part of the reason why we announced those two teams here today. And really, it's a tremendous matchup. You talk about an exciting game that we've got upcoming in this year's Valero Alamo Bowl. You talk about Baylor and Washington, two dynamic up-and-coming football coaches, two dynamic up-and-coming football teams, programs, and two of the more dynamic quarterbacks in the country will be playing in this year's Valero Alamo Bowl. So with that, I'd like to just give you a few facts about the University of Washington first, and we'll have Coach Sarkisian join us in just a second. But first and foremost, the University of Washington will be making its 32nd bowl appearance and second straight bowl appearance. This past year, the Huskies finished 7-5 overall and 5-4 in conference in the inaugural year of Pac-12 play. They're led by running back Chris Polk, who earned all Pac-12 first-team honors after becoming the second Husky back to ever rush for 1,000 yards in three different seasons. Those of you who are Husky fans will know that they've had a great lineage of talent up there at the UW. And now I'm going to introduce and say a few facts about the upcoming coach, Coach Sarkisian from the University of Washington. Coach Sarkisian is in his third year at the University of Washington. Prior to that, he was the offensive coordinator at USC. Of course, I had to say that since my wife is a USC grad, of course. Washington improved its regular season win totals for the third straight season under Coach Sarkisian. In doing so, the Huskies became just one of eight programs in the last 50 years to qualify for a bowl game twice within three seasons after going winless. With that, I'd like to introduce to you Coach Sarkisian from the University of Washington.
Well, I'd like to say on behalf of the University of Washington, it's an honor to represent the University of Washington and the Pacific 12 Conference in the Valero Alamo Bowl. We can't thank you enough for the invitation. What a tremendous matchup this is with the Baylor Bears and obviously RG3 and all that they do offensively. Again, it's a true honor to get down to San Antonio and to represent our university and our conference is really something that we'll embrace. I would say this, probably just peeking at stats here that I've gotten here over the last 15 minutes, make sure the scoreboards, the bulbs are right in that thing and ready to go because I think these are two explosive teams getting ready to butt heads and should make for a great game.
Well, Coach, we've got the general manager of the Alamo Dome, so he's giving me the thumbs up. He's got the lights taken care of for the upcoming game.
Okay.
And with that, I'd like to then introduce you briefly about Baylor and then introduce Coach Briles. This is Baylor's 17th bowl appearance in its second straight as well. So think about it. These two programs have had a few years not in the bowl business, but we're pleased to have them both back in the bowl business. This year the Bears are 9-3 overall and 6-3, included five straight wins to end the season. And they've got a quarterback named Robert Griffin III, I think is his full name, better known as RG3, has led Baylor to the fifth of the nation in passing yards with an average of 356 yards a game and sixth in the country in points at 43.5 a game. And now let me just give you a few facts about Coach Briles and let him make a few opening marks as well. Coach Briles in his fourth year with the Baylor Bears. Here, Briles led the Baylors to a 7-6 record, multiple weeks ranked in the top 25 polls, and got Baylor Bears back in the bowl business last year after a hiatus, which previous to that was in the Valero Alamo Bowl as well. So with that, let's introduce Coach Briles from the Baylor Bears.
Yeah, appreciate it. We're really excited to be going down to San Antonio without a doubt. It's a great city, great venue with the Alamo Dome, and I know our players are going to be pumped about, getting down there and playing a great Washington team. I've had the privilege of watching them on TV, some late Saturday nights. We get their games late sometimes, and really impressed with them offensively and defensively and what Coach has done there over the last, two or three years. So just done a great job, really set up for a great matchup. So we're excited and ready to go on. I think it's December 29th, ready to get it on.
Absolutely, we're ready. Well, guys, we'll ask you a few questions. Coach Sark, tell us a little bit about what it's been like to take over a program that was winless when you got there, and I happened to be in the locker room after the Apple Cup, and maybe share with us a little bit about the feelings of what it's like to have a program turn around like you have.
Well, as everyone probably well knows, the history and tradition of the University of Washington is a rich one. You go back 20 years ago this year, they're national champions in 1991, and all the great accolades and bowl wins and whatnot under Coach Don James. And obviously it was a program that fell on some hard times, ultimately I think hit rock bottom with an 0-12 season, and that's when we get brought in. And I was actually reflecting with the team today that this day 3 years ago is the day I land in Seattle, meet with the team what would be tomorrow 3 years ago, and I just remember the looks on those kids' faces and from what was such a rich history and tradition program, to not see a bunch of UW gear on these kids and a team that was not only beat up physically but mentally, to be at this point where we are 3 years later, to be able to represent the university in the Pac-12 Conference in the Alamo Bowl against a great opponent like Baylor, I'm so happy for our kids, for the senior class, because without these guys we wouldn't have been able to accomplish the things we've accomplished on our path so far and on this journey. And I'm just thankful for them, for their willingness, their resiliency, because it hasn't been easy along the way. We've had our rough moments, but our kids have responded day in and day out, and couldn't be more proud of them.
Great. Thanks, Coach Sarkisian. Coach Briles, obviously your team's fifth in the country in passing. Lots been written and followed about with RG3. But tell us a little bit more about the other playmakers you've got on offense as well.
We've done pretty well offensively and really have come on late defensively. So that's really the part that we're really excited about. But, offensively, our offensive line is a very veteran group. So those guys up front have done a great job of protecting and allowing us to run the football on a pretty consistent basis. And, of course, Kendall Wright is, he's one of the top receivers in America. He's one of the semifinalists for the Blitnikoff, and he's had an outstanding career. He's, been a four-year starter and been very productive all through his career in Terrence Canaway's. Done a great job of filling in, after Jay Finley left last year at the running back position. So we've got a pretty experienced group of guys, both sides of the ball, and, we feel like we're, having the opportunity to get better, and that's a great thing about a bowl game. It allows you to work with the guys a little more and maybe, increase their production.
I've got a question for both of the coaches. This is Dr. Schmidt. Are we going to set the over and under at about 90?
I hope not.
Well, since we don't bet here at Baylor, I'm not sure what that question means.
That's good. Coach Sarkisian, we'll start with you a little bit on this one. This is your first trip to San Antonio as far as leading the team here. Not a ton of teams from from the state of Texas currently, but how does a trip to the state of Texas impact you as for potential recruiting down the road?
Well, to say that, this this offseason, as we kind of set our sights of heading into 2011, that was one of the things we had touched on. You know, we really focused ourselves, and when you come together as a new staff and you're trying to rebuild a program, we had focused ourselves really of staying on the West Coast. And naturally, as our conference has expanded, I think our recruiting grounds have expanded, and for the opportunity to get and play in front of some of those kids and in front of the state of Texas and to see this game against a tremendous program, I think there are some benefits to that as we expand our recruiting grounds. And, hopefully with the exposure we can get down there and being down there for a week and playing in this game on national television, I think there are some benefits to that, obviously, from a recruiting standpoint.
Great, thanks. And Coach Browse, you were the running back coach at Tech 10 years ago. So what's it like to be bringing back your team, the Baylor Bears, this year as the head coach?
It's a great thrill for us as a university, and particularly experience at Alamo Bowl a few years ago when I was at Texas Tech, and it's a great bowl. You know, it's a great place for the fans, for the players, and, you know, football in San Antonio, I mean, they're pretty crazy hungry for it, you know, because there's not a pro team down there professionally, and I know UTSA is just, you know, kind of getting going, maybe trying to get up to the D1 level. So we're excited about the opportunity to go back down there and play.
All right. Thank you, coaches.